Stranger in the Night. Many television programs are very realistic. The viewer often feels that whatever happened in the film could well happen to him. With only a little imagination, every man in the street becomes a thief, a spy, or a murderer. Jane had been watching a spy film at a friend's house. In it, a young girl had been followed and murdered. It had been very realistic, and she felt a little frightened walking to the station. She took the train back to the center of the city. There were a lot of people traveling, so she felt much safer. During the trip, she looked round at the other people in the compartment. A man sitting opposite her, reading a newspaper, glanced at her. She thought nothing of it until she saw him staring at her. Remembering the film and feeling very uncomfortable, she got out of the train and went to the bus stop. When he boarded the same bus as her, she was convinced that he was following her. As long as she had been with other people, she wasn't frightened. But when she got off the bus, the streets were almost empty. She walked as quickly as she could. She could hear footsteps following her, but she didn't dare to look. After what seemed to have been hours, but was in fact only a few minutes, she reached the front door. She felt for her keys, but was unable to find them because she was so frightened. The footsteps stopped behind her. She felt a hand on her shoulder. Instead of feeling hands round her throat, however, she heard a pleasant voice. "I apologize if I frightened you. I'm your new neighbor. I thought I recognized you in the train, but I wasn't sure."